Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Right View Radio Show. This is your host, Jumana. I hope you can hear me loud and clear and that the voice is coming clearly through the ether. And we are all set. Let's take a commercial and we'll be starting the show soon. Stay tuned. This is the Right View Radio Show, your host, Jumana.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
And we are back. This is your host, Jumana. Welcome to another episode of The Right View. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, with your mercy, teach us tolerance and teach us patience and endurance of the hardships that we are facing today and that we may be facing tomorrow. Keep us safe, protect us, and guide us through this life. And help us conquer the evil that's running rampant around the earth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Welcome, dear friends and listeners. This is your host, Jumana. Another crazy week. Today, my week was just insane. The whole week, but today especially, let me tell you, what a day. I thank God for everything. At the end of the day, everybody goes through some hardships, and we should be grateful for what we have and pray that we don't lose it, because things are ramping up pretty quick, especially with this whole tyranny that's going on with the vaccine mandate. I'm sure you guys are following up on what's happening in Australia, but Australia is gone. It's gone. I saw the Victoria governor, whatever they call him over there, that guy. Oh, my God. I mean, he was literally saying, protesting won't solve COVID. We're not protesting COVID. Nobody's protesting COVID. We're protesting your reaction to COVID. We're protesting your tyranny. That's what we are protesting, not COVID. And, but you know how they're treating the protesters. They are now firing rubber bullets at peaceful protesters. That's how they are building concentration camps over there for them. So, and if you think it's not coming here, you better think again. You better think again, because it's coming. These people have an agenda. It's global and it's mandatory. You cannot opt out as a country from this agenda. Well, there's a couple of countries that actually decided to opt out. One of them is Romania, I heard, because the Romanian president put his foot down. He's like, I'm not playing along anymore. That's it. One in a billion? So, yeah, it's gonna take some guts to go over, you know, against this agenda. We have a president here in the United States who completely gone, mentally absent, being manipulated by his puppet masters, and he is full on signed up to the Build Back Better bullshit plan. And you know how it goes. They are now focusing on supposed green energy and green jobs and green innovations, all that stuff. But here's the deal. The green stuff, it means nothing to us, the little people, the peasants. This green agenda is for the big money, where they're going to be investing in these things, and they're going to be making money while taxing the heck out of you and me. What's going to happen is that they're going to tax you for every mile you drive. If you're going to order something online, they're going to tax you for how much carbon did that cost to make and ship to you. You're going to pay for that extra. So they're going to tax you for everything. Tax the heck out of people. You're going to be prevented from owning property. You cannot even own a pot, a cooking pot or clothes. You're going to have to rent everything. Who are you renting them from? They don't tell you that. But they will want you to rent everything and own nothing. They want to concentrate you in big cities like Sardines and stay home. Don't leave your and order. And if you order, we're still going to tax you. For every breath you exhale, you're going to get taxed for carbon. That's the plan. That's how they're going to save the environment. Like, since when carbon is what's causing the planet to supposedly or allegedly heat up or changes or whatever. They keep, every 10 years they change the term since it doesn't fit what's happening really. They're bullshit predictions, right? So it went from global warming to climate change because it did not warm up. So it's going to be hell. It's going to be really, really hell if we don't put stop this. This is all coming from the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. It's these elite ultra-rich people that have nothing else better to do. They already have all the money. They made it all. They have all the cars they want. They travel everywhere. They're old. They're old people. And they have just so much money that they are willing to invest in destroying everybody else's life on Earth. They don't care if you're a corporation. They don't care if you're a small business. They don't care if you're a parent. They don't care. They are sitting in a bulldozer running over everybody and destroying everybody, every business, every economy. They don't care. They truly don't care about me or you or anyone. They don't care about government. They don't care about law. They are above everybody. That's how they see themselves. And that's how we are treating them. There's nobody holding them accountable. And that's our fault. For someone like that Australian governor, whatever, I forgot his name. I don't really want to remember his name. I just can't stand him when I hear him talk. I want to throw up. The people should be able to take him out his position, remove him somehow from day one. But these people seem to be untouchable. Somebody like George Soros, Klaus Schwab. Why are these people above the law? They're causing so many misery, so much misery in the world. Why Bill Gates, when he caused so many people in Africa to get sterilized, or the kids he paralyzed in India, why nobody came after him and put him in jail for his crimes against humanity? No, but they let him run and speak on TV like he knows it all about medicine. He's never went to medical school, but they take his opinions about vaccines and health and all of that. Like, he knows it all. Just because he's got money, he knows it all. Or because he's got money, he's buying everybody. Because everybody thinks that now apartments have a price. You got a price? Yeah, they all have a price tag on them. Just knock on the door and say, hey, how much would you do it so you can destroy American lives? How much would you, how much, what's your price to kill some American troops in Afghanistan? What's your price? Everybody's got a price. Nobody has morals or ethics or principles anymore in government. Look at our military branch, what they're doing. To that one soldier, I'm actually going to read some headlines because I just saw a headline about his parents. They spoke, I saw them on Tucker Carlson yesterday. So parents of jailed Marines speak out. The corps want to burn our son. Can you believe this is happening? What kind of a republic like ours, under our own constitutional laws, okay, a person we are supposed to criticize and speak, we have the freedom of speech to speak against our superiors if they are being immoral and ethical, and that's what he did. He's heartbroken for what happened to his fellow soldiers in Afghanistan. He wants to speak about them. Why? Hold them accountable. You made the wrong decision, and you caused lives, not just ours, of the other side to this kid that got killed. So here's the deal. So they put him in jail in solitary confinement. So God knows how long, because he dared to say, hold them accountable. This is how we are. This is, and you call yourself free country and democracy or whatever. This is not democracy. When you do that to your own people, this is, hello, welcome to communist USA. Welcome to Nazi USA. You cannot speak against the government. You cannot speak against your superior. We're done. We no longer have, in 1 year, we lost our freedom of speech. So we're going to lose our Second Amendment. We're going to lose our Fourth Amendment. We're going to lose them all. A lot of people say, oh, no, it will never happen in America. It will never happen in America. Let's play this clip and see what they said. Right now they are on Fox. So let's see, it's a 4-minute clip. Let's see what they said today.
If any of you throw your rank on the table and say, hey, it's a bad idea to evacuate Bagram Airfield, the strategic air base, before we evacuate everyone. Did anyone do that? And when you didn't think to do that, did anyone raise their hand and say, we completely messed this up? Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end. I demand accountability.
And we all felt that way. But that Lieutenant Colonel is paying a price. That is Lieutenant Colonel Stu Schiller. Back in August, criticizing the military ranks for their botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, if you don't mind me saying, they embarrassed the country. He was relieved of his military duties for speaking the truth after that video was posted, and the military ranks were on a war path to silence him ever since. But Schiller continued to talk. Now, earlier this week, Schiller was arrested for violating the military's gag order, which prevents him from publicly criticizing the Pentagon. Stu Schiller is a father of three, a husband and son, and he's locked away in the military brig for criticizing the obvious. And now his family is not allowed to see him, but they're not standing down. Kathy and Stu are standing up with us, and they are the parents of the Lieutenant Colonel, and they join us right now. So upset that you have to go through this, so glad that you are fighting. Stu, let's start with you. What could you tell me about how your son is today and the condition of his case?
Well, we haven't seen him or talked to him since Monday morning when he asked us to call his attorney and he asked us to tell everyone this story. So we've been blitzing to tell the story to Americans for the last 5 days, and Americans have responded. So his case today, he went to a hearing yesterday. We thought charges would be brought. They dropped a 640-page document on his legal team with less than 24 hours. But charges were not filed yesterday, even though he still remains in jail. They haven't really technically told him why. I would like to give special thanks to Representative Louis Gohmert from Texas, who stepped up, traveled to Camp Lejeune and agreed to try to have discussions between the Marine Corps and Stewart's legal team. They left yesterday and agreed that they're going to work all weekend on a possible positive separation, honorable discharge,
right,
full VA benefits. But we found out today from Louis Gohmert on the Hannity radio show that they have kind of changed their disposition in the Marine Corps. They're digging in, and they'd like to burn our son, Lieutenant Colonel Schiller. We have been told to prepare that it could be a long prison term. I want to thank Americans. You have found your voice. You have stood up.
Right.
You have contacted your congresspeople, and they are writing, and they are putting pressure on the Marine Corps, the Pentagon, and we appreciate that, because this is not just about Stuart, although he's our son and it is about Stuart, it's about America. We need to take America back. So we're telling people to pray.
And go to PipeHitterFoundation.org. We've already raised $1.8 million. The average donation is $74. That shows you how many Americans are involved in this. Kathy, to you. Your son has fought with Valor for 17 years. He's had 5 deployments. He's got a Bronze Star, a commendation for Valor. This is the type of somebody we should be propping up, not putting in the brig. So what is your message to the rest of the country?
My son is an exemplary Marine, and he has been for 17 years. He spoke out. He knew he should not have. that he was torn between ending the war as poorly as it was,
horrible,
versus keeping it to himself. He knew that everyone else felt the same way. He thought if he took the lead, others would stand up and call for accountability. They did not.
Right.
So he is taking the full brunt himself. He knew what he was doing. I think he thought he would be risking losing his pension and his retirement. I don't believe he ever thought that he would be facing years in prison.
And he should not. We're going to stay on this. Everyone go to bat for Lieutenant Colonel Schiller. No donation is too small. PipeHitterFoundation.org. Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Brian.
What a disgrace this is. But you know who's doing this to him? It's General Milley. That traitor is the reason why this man, this honorable man, is in jail. I bet you every single dollar I own. It's General Milley, that Marxist traitor, is the reason why that Marine soldier is in jail. And they're, look at how quick they ramped up 450 pages worth of charges. For what? For saying they need to be held accountable for fucking up a mission and killing our soldiers in Afghanistan? Oh, we can't speak about that? Oh, really? Where are we? Where are we, people? Where are we right now? This doesn't seem like America anymore. People better wake up. Quick. We're losing this country. We're losing our rights. We're losing our freedom. Faster than you can blink. It is not funny. It is not amusing. It is not just whatever story. This is a war. There's a war being shown on America and on the world. Barely any opposition. Barely any defense. What is it going to take for people to rise up? Yes, of course it's going to be uncomfortable. Of course there will be bloodshed. Of course there will be imprisonment. Of course there will be loss of property. That's why it's called a war. It is never going to be pleasant, but guess what? Every single society that was engaged in a fight for their freedom, a lot of people died fighting for it. And they didn't even probably get to enjoy the fight. The end result of the fight, because they give up their lives. But the next generation gets to enjoy it and then lose it. I keep saying that every week. This is our turn now. Every generation will have their chance, because tyrants, there's no shortage of them. There's no shortage of psychopaths. There is no shortage in people who just want power over. They want to control your life in any way, shape, or form. They want it. They enjoy it. They live for it. So when you have somebody like the health people in Australia, the controlling, Fauci is getting some pushback, right? He's getting like death threats. He's getting a lot of hate, right, from people. Well deserved, because it was earned. Because he's a snake. He's a comeback snake. But here's the thing. But the governors, the Democrat governors, are taking the torch he handed it to them, and they're running full speed with it. Look at what's happening in New York. So we got to get rid of Cuomo, and we get somebody slimier than him. She is, I don't even know her name. I don't want to care. I want to know her name. She's the devil. That's her name. Provoking God's name. To say, you wanted a solution, God answered your prayers, and he brought you the solution. Why don't you take it? The smart people took it. They already have shortage in hospital staff, because she signed an executive order. Fire everybody. What happened to testing? I thought they would test every week if they don't want to take the vaccine. Is that out of the books now? Is that not part of the equation anymore? That's not an option? You cannot take the test every week now? Yeah? They keep tightening the rope little by little. Tighten that noose on people's necks. Little by little. Turn up the heat little by little. That's how they are doing it. And I'm sick of the game, and I'm sick of this whole shit show. And I'm sure many of you are too. And I'm speaking it in this manner because I want to egg you on. I want your blood to boil because it is time to stand up. There is no more time to waste. We're coming on winter right now. They're going to say, oh, new strain. Oh, so many cases, locked down again. Every winter there's going to be, remember, the agenda from the UN is going to be at least for 5 to 10 years. So Agenda 2020 to Agenda 25 to Agenda 2030. So we got 10 years. They're going to torture us and try to get rid of as many of us as possible within the next 10 years. That's the plan. So I want to tell you a story that happened with me yesterday. Because the ending was interesting. So I take my daughter to the dentist and to do Invisalign, you know, like braces. The technician took her in the back, he's doing scan for her teeth. This is cool, something new. He's like, instead of taking molds and nailing them out or taking x-ray, whatever, it's a cool tool. It's like, has a camera and he runs it over the teeth from every angle and it makes on the screen like a 3D model of her teeth. And they just electronically send them out to the company and the company will start doing the molds and everything. That's like how easy it is. Anyway, so he's doing all that. So I told him, it's taking a while because my daughter's giving a hard time. She keeps looking at the camera and not moving her, whatever. She's giving a hard time. So it's taking longer. So I started talking to her. I said, so you guys, what happened here? You guys mandated for the vaccine? How's things going on in Orange County? And he says, oh, no, we're fine. Here at the office, we are all vaccinated. We were like one of the first people that took it. I said, oh, okay, okay. Did you get any reaction? No, I didn't. You know, I don't understand why people oppose the vaccine. I don't understand. So, of course, I knew. I mean, he didn't even have to finish talking because he didn't go on a rant defending the vaccine for like 20 minutes, I would say. And to the point where my daughter was like, Mom, why do you keep arguing with people about the vaccine? I said, Mom, I'm not arguing. I'm just having a conversation with the guy. I just want to hear his point of view. Yeah, but you're trying to convince him with your point of view. I was not trying to convince him with my point of view. I was trying to ask him. So did anybody have an adverse reaction? I'm just curious about what happened with him personally. So he's like I said, he went on a rant defending the vaccine, say I put myself out first, so make sure that I take it, that it's safe so that my family can take it. We didn't take Pfizer, we take Moderna. Moderna is way better. So he was a sales pitch for Moderna, it was top notch. He should be paid for it. So, and he's saying, you know, you sound like a conspiracy theorist like my brother. And I said, well, your brother is well informed, I would say that much. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. And then he's like, oh, so you would rather take horse dewormers like that UFC fighter? I said, that UFC fighter? What? Who's UFC fighter? I know he's talking about Joe Rogan. I'm saying, no, I said, listen, I don't follow any of these people. I follow the source, and the source says, I do not want people to take this vaccine. Oh, I know the inventor. He said, no, he didn't say that. He said that about kids. I said, listen, you can make it as for whatever you want. I'm not taking it because I'm not a guinea pig. You obviously are okay being the guinea pig because you just admit it, saying that you took it first to make sure that your family, it's safe for your family to go take. So anyways, he kept on talking, and then finally I said, so I heard that women have their period and get messed up or like they're having miscarriages. Did your wife suffer any of these side effects? Because he, according to him, nothing happened, like nothing. Zero, nada, zip. And his face is turning red, whatever. And then when I asked him that question about his wife, and he said, oh yeah, that happened. She started getting heavier periods and it's like cramping and it's like really painful. I said, really? And is it just like 1 month or it's like ever since? He's like, no, it's ever since. And I said, did she go see a gynecologist? Did she see a doctor complain about her period? Well, no, she didn't yet. But there's this doctor that I know, like he works for the White House. He's one of the chief on the White House. And I emailed him. I didn't even think the guy was going to email me back, but he did. And I told him about my wife. And he said, oh, guys. You're not going to believe what he said to me. He said, the doctor told him, are you planning on having kids anytime in the future? And of course, he's a lefty. He says, no, we're not planning. He's like, oh, you got nothing to worry about then. I kid you not. That's what he said to me. He told the doctor, asked him, are you planning on having any kids? And he said, no, we're not. And the doctor replied to him, you got nothing to worry about then. I looked at him, I like stared at him with my jaw, like my mouth open. I couldn't believe. He said it that way. I couldn't believe it. I was like, this guy? So if you don't want to have kids, that means you want it mandated. Remember, this guy wants everybody to take it so we can end this pandemic, right? Because he talks exactly like CNN. And he said, so you want everybody to infect you so you're over the mess. You want to sterilize every single human being. Where is the disconnect in your, which neurons in your brain are not firing correctly? Because you just admitted that your wife had a severe adverse reaction where she is now unable to have kids. Yet, you want to give it to everybody in the world, right? Unbelievable. I don't know where this connect is with the Democrats, but it's crazy. And then he said one more thing. He was like talking about Governor DeSantis and how he's doing a horrible job. And, you know, he's killing so many people, are dying in Florida, so many deaths, so many cases. I was like, what cases? I don't hear anything about Florida. I actually applaud him for what I wish there was more like Governor DeSantis, who actually knows what's going on. He knows the dangers of the gene therapy, and to introduce it and mandate it for every single human being. This is like not something to joke with. You are not only messing with people's lives now, you're messing with future generations' lives, which is another topic I want to talk to you about, guys. So think about this. The people that started taking the vaccine since last year, now they have COVID babies. They had children, right? So the ones who escaped the sterilization. And the COVID babies, they're being born different features than babies usually have when they're born. And I'm going to play the video for you. I mean, the sound bite, it's in Spanish, but I will read the captioning for you so you can understand what's really happening with these newborns, that their parents took the jab. So let's go on a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with that. Stay tuned. This is the Right New Radio Show.
Hey everybody, this is Cece. You know, we at Hope Radio promise to do this thing together. So we will find a way to greater prosperity, greater health, greater purpose, and greater hope. Join us, Hope Radio with Cece on Freedomizer Radio.
Join me, Val Arnson, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. These vaccine passports are driving me insane. Can you believe there are stores that would rather have no customers than to allow someone shop without a vaccine? I went into a store recently to buy a chaise longue. The gene therapy bouncer said, I cannot sell you this unless you show me your vaccine passport. Like he is the only store selling furniture. I can go on OfferUp and just buy one from a regular person for half price. He said he would rather have no customers than to sell me any furniture without my online passport. He said that everyone needs to know everyone's health records now. So I asked him, when was the last time you took Viagra? Did you ever have an irregular period? whenever someone gets voted, they go broke. I talked to the manager. He told me it is not his fault. He said they might have to close their business because no one wants to work for them. So I asked him, why would someone want to work for you if you make them wear a scam all day and they need to get a gene therapy to come in the building? He said he can make employees even take a microchip. I told him, well, good luck getting your unemployment. He said, I don't want to die from getting Rona. I told him, don't worry, you will die from the Rona gene therapy. What a rube. You really have to be a stupid if you think you need the same gene therapy every 6 weeks to stop a disease that has a cure rate of 99.9997%. There was a guy that got the Rona vaccine. He died in about 10 hours. The doctor said it could have been much worse if he did not get the gene therapy. How much worse would it be than death? Is the CDC going to arrest you in your next life? Is God going to say, I was going to let you into heaven? But since you did not get the anti-human gene therapy, you have to go see the big guy downstairs? There is a big thing with liberals now. They say there is no such thing as gender. Seriously. They say, I hate gender. How do you hate gender? It is like saying, I hate numbers. All numbers should be the same. These liberals. They think that men can now get pregnant. Yes, it is true. They think Donald Trump just banned men from getting pregnant. But Biden somehow legalized men having babies. These jokers think seriously that eggs somehow can chase down sperm and get them pregnant. Liberals also say there are over 1,000 genders now. My only question about all these new genders being made up as we speak. What do these new private parts look like?
And we are back. This is the Review Radio Show. This is your host, Jumana. So I'm going to play the sound clip for you from Governor DeSantis' speech with her city worker, spoke about the vaccine being as changes DNA, and the Governor DeSantis was standing right next to him. Okay, so here, let's listen to this.
All right, thank you. So I'm going to have a speech, and forgive me for sweating. I was out there on the road trying to get all you great people here to see the governor. So thank you for coming out today. Like the governor said, I've been with the city since 1999. I'm about a year and a half out from retirement. And for me, it's not about the vaccine. It's about mandatory vaccination. No one should tell you what to put in your body. I choose what goes in my body. Of course, I eat hamburgers and french fries, but that's my choice for what I put in. So there are people out there that choose to eat non-GMO food, or they are vegetarians, or they don't want to eat food that were grown with pesticide and herbicide. No one should force those people to eat meat or vegetables that were grown with pesticide or herbicide. The vaccine changes your RNA, so for me, that's a problem. So I'm here with you folks. We don't want to have the vaccine. It's about our freedom and liberty. It's not about the vaccine. They're taking away our freedom and liberty little by little. They're using the vaccine for cover. Last year, they took away our religious rights. They are not defending our freedom of speech. And this is just one way to take us to the next step. So thank you for coming out today, and thank you, Governor.
Just the thunderous applause by itself is not worthy, because obviously he's speaking to whatever the people are desiring. He's speaking what they want. He's telling them what they want to hear, which is we're not going to make it mandatory. You are free to take it. It's right there available for you. You want it, go right ahead. I'm going to make it available for you if you want it, but you are not forced to take it, and you are not to force anybody to take it, because I will come after you and fine you. That's how the stance of Governor DeSantis is. That's how should everybody stand. The governments all over the world are using threats of being fired from your job, are using fear tactics, coercion. What in the hell? Since when so imagine this, just the scope of this, you're forcing 7 billion people to take a product, whether you like it or not, a product that a company made. And a company with a shitty reputation, for that matter. You're going to consume that product, you're going to put it in your body, whether you like it or not. Otherwise, we're going to make your life hell. If you told me that, yes, that before 2020, I'd be like, yeah, that would never happen. But where we are now, it's unbelievable. And we should not be putting up with it. Whatsoever. I would love to play the rest of the clip. It's a 54-minute news. By the way, you cannot find this video anywhere, not on Google, not on YouTube. When I click on the link, it opens a bunch of fact checkers saying that DeSantis stands by city officials falsely claiming that the vaccine will change your DNA. So all the articles are fact checkers to denounce whatever this man said and denounce this DeSantis. So I had to click on the guy's name, a link from the fact-checking article that took me to this Facebook page. But that's censorship, ladies and gentlemen. This is unbelievable. Okay, let's see. I have a couple more headlines to read for you today. So let's go through a couple. Oh, let me remind you again, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, it's 319-527-6208. Would love to hear your opinion on today's matters. Would love to hear your rant. If you want to vent and rant, I will give you a platform to do so. Go ahead. Give us a call. 319-527-6208. So, headline. California to strike the word alien from state laws. California will strike the word alien from its state laws, getting rid of what Governor Newsom called an offensive term for a human being that has fueled a divisive and hurtful narrative. Newsom, last Friday, signed into a law that removes the word from various sections of the California state code. California passed laws in 2015 and 2016 that removed the word from the state's labor and education code. But the law Newsom signed on Friday finishes the job by removing the word from all state laws. The word will be replaced with the term like non-citizen or immigrant. By changing this term, we have ensuring California laws respect our state values. State values or your values, your globalist scumbag, traitor values. You know, they pretend they are all righteous. They pretend. That's what kills me about Democrats. I know the Republicans are just as corrupt, but with the Democrats, the hypocrisy, and it's nauseating. The hypocrisy is so nauseating. It's just... They're hypocrites, they are slimy, immoral, unethical pieces of you know what, and they pretend they're all righteous. And that's why I always say go back to Romans 13 in the Bible and read that passage where it tells you these people become boastful of their unrighteousness, and they encourage it, they clap for it, and they want everybody to do unrighteous things with them. It's crazy how they just it's just, they claim to be right. Unbelievable. They are so cool. They're cool. They are cool. Listen to this. This is from Fox News. School board group asked Biden to use the Patriot Act against parents over the opposition of COVID measures and CRT. You know, the Patriot Act was signed into law after 9/11, which is, I think, the whole 9/11 thing happened in order to introduce the Patriot Act, because it strips every American of all of your God-given rights and constitutional rights, all of them. And they name it Patriot Act. It should be the Traitor Act. That's what the proper name for it should be. A group that represents school boards and is asking the Biden administration to review threats and violence against education administrators and schools to determine if they violate the Patriot Act and hate crime laws amid clashes between angry parents and the educators over COVID-19 policies and critical race theory being taught in classrooms. Let me tell you something. Whoever that school board is, parents of that school district, you, if you do not remove every single bastard sitting on that board, it is, your blood is on your hands. The blood of your children is on your own hands. Every single piece of shit sitting on that board, it must be taken out. I don't care how you're gonna do it. You better fucking do it. And if you can't do it, pull your kids out of school. You don't send your kids to those indoctrination camps. You, the blood is on your hands. It's on you. I don't care if you can't homeschool. I don't care if you can't afford private school. I don't care. You let your kids walk through those doors. The blood is on your own hands. In a Wednesday letter to Biden, the National School Board Association asked the federal government to examine whether action can be taken to stop vitriol and violence against the Gun Free School Zone Act and the Patriot Act, the controversial statute enacted after the September 11th attack. The request comes amid a culture war that was prompted from school officials to resign or to not seek re-election. So they call this, so if you ask them to resign and not seek re-election, this is violence. This is terror threat against these commie bastards. So they want to invoke the Patriot Act against their own, against the parents of the schools, of the kids that go to their own schools. And you still want to send your kids to that school? They want to put the parents in jail. In a jail where you don't even get a hearing. You go, you disappear. You don't have any rights. You cannot, they will not redo your rights. They will not let you get a lawyer. You won't even get a phone call. You won't even get food. They will throw you in a jail cell and they will forget about you. No lawyer can get to you. No family member can reach you. You are gone. And these school board bastards want the parents of the kids that come to their school to be treated like number one wanted terrorists in the world. They call not being pleased with the board members to resign or to not seek re-election is a terrorist threat. Doesn't get more communistic than this. This is disgusting. Connecticut doctor's license is suspended for providing blank signed COVID-19 exemption forms. See, every doctor, and I know why this is the reason why doctors are not speaking out. Well, many of them want to, but they are afraid because of this. You're going against the narrative, your life is going to be pulled. We're not going to let you practice medicine anymore. Because these people are corrupt to the core. They don't give a shit. They don't, do you think they give it? Okay, let me ask you this. A governor that mandates the vaccine on people, supposedly their goal is people's health, right? They want to make sure COVID is not, all that crap, right? Yet, they know a majority do not want to take this poison. But she signs an executive order to get them all fired because she cares about the health. She doesn't give a shit about your well-being mentally, physically, about your finances. She doesn't give a shit about your patients, about who the patient's going to come to the hospital. There's not going to be anybody there to take care of them. About, you know, so they care. This is all about health, right? So forcing you to resign your job because you have drawn a line in the sand. This is not to be crossed. This is my own personal decision. It's none of your business. Yes, they say it's because of your health. Who still believes this shit? Who still believes they care about you or about the patients in the hospital or about COVID or whatever? I cannot believe there's still people that do. Like the dumbass yesterday at the dentist office. He wholeheartedly, for 20 minutes, ranted about how great the vaccines are. And he went in to, took, and he sacrificed himself first to make sure that it's safe so his family feel okay and feel it's safe to take themselves as well. 20-minute rant. Yes? You try to say no, or maybe there's adverse reactions, maybe there is, they're telling you, and you can't say that. We'll pull your license. It's not all longer allowed to practice medicine anymore. That's how much they care about your health, about the patients in the hospitals, about the nurses, about how you're going to survive, what are you, how are you going to make a, for a living, what are you going to do in your life. Who's going to take care of the patients left in the hospital? They don't give a shit. They don't care. They never cared. They will never care. All they want is more power and more control, and everybody's complying. And we're all going to end up in concentration camps because everybody's complying. And people like the police force in Australia are doing exactly what the SS did, what the Gestapo did. We're just doing our job. Everybody, they're just doing their job. Nobody is working or is acting from a moral base. Okay, so it's a, they, somebody gives you an immoral or unethical or order, and you just go and do it because your experience told you. So if somebody says go jump off a bridge, you go jump. That's what's happening right now. Everybody has a family. Everybody's got, oh, I gotta feed my kids. I gotta. Really? What about the people that are protesting? They all lost their jobs. Don't they have families to feed as well? They're coming after these people. They're coming after you. You're next. They think they are exempt. That's what kills me. Like, these police officers think they are exempt from the tyranny that's coming down just because they have the weapons. And I cannot believe Australians surrendered their weapons. And I don't know if they, if there's any way we can send some for them. Well, I think we should. Open an invitation for gun dealers. Head to Australia. They need them. This is the only way. The only way to fix Australia, which has been made as the example for the rest of the world to follow, the only way to fix it is a bloody revolution. I'm sorry. You cannot recall the people in power. You cannot force them to resign. What are you going to do? How are you going to remove these bastards? Somebody like Newsom, for example, how are you going to remove him? We tried to recall him. He ain't going nowhere. I knew he wasn't going anywhere. You can try to recall him every day. It's not going to happen. You know why? Because he's got the money, and he's got the money behind him, and they're cheating an election. These people will never go away. Nobody votes for Pelosi or Maxine Waters or Adam Schiff. Nobody. But somehow, they stay 30, 40 years in politics. Who's putting them in? I'm not putting them in. I'm sure many people are not putting them in. But somehow they stay. You know why? Because once you're in and you choose not to go and leave, you're staying. And you get corrupted as much as you want. So people better wake up. Pretty quick. Short break, we'll be right back.
Thank you everyone for coming out tonight. These vaccine passports are driving me insane. Can you believe there are stores that would rather have no customers than to allow someone shop without a vaccine? I went into a store recently to buy a chaise longue. The gene therapy bouncer said, I cannot sell you this unless you show me your vaccine passport. Like he is the only store selling furniture. I can go on OfferUp and just buy one from a regular person for half price. He said he would rather have no customers than to sell me any furniture without my online passport. He said that everyone needs to know everyone's health records now. So I asked him, when was the last time you took Viagra? Did you ever have an irregular period? Whenever someone gets broke, they go broke.
And welcome back to the Right View Radio Show. This is your host, Giovanna. This is another episode of Ranting. Today, I'm going on a rant. I think people need to hear a rant every now and then, because I know I'm saying whatever you're thinking. Let's read one more article. So, Sotomayor, I think she's a Supreme Court judge, which, again, so disappointed in our Supreme Court. It's like, I don't understand what's happening with the court. Sotomayor denied a New York teacher's plea to block vaccine mandate. She denied it. Of course, you know why? Because she's a leftist. She's a communist. That's why. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor refused to block the New York City requirement mandating the public school teachers and employees must be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Sotomayor, appointed by the court by President Obama, of course she was, in 2009, denied a challenge from New York City teachers who were attempting to halt a mandate instructing them to be vaccinated by the end of the day, October 1st, or to be placed on an unpaid leave until September 2022. Sotomayor rejected the emergency request without providing an explanation or directing the request to the full court for review. Why would she? You cannot, when you live in a communist country under a tyrannical government, you cannot question. They don't have to answer to you. They don't have to explain themselves. You do what they want, or you get the hell out of their face. That's basically how they're treating people. Same like they're doing with the soldier, with the Marine. How dare you say, I want to hold my officials responsible for the Bosch exit from Afghanistan. How dare you question? Now he's in a solitary confinement facing God knows how many years in prison. How dare you question? Soon it's going to be, how dare you come and request that we stop the mandate? Oh, of course, the whole system is going to be turned against you. It's already against us, the peasants, and it's going to be turned against us even more. They're going to turn up the heat. Now, imagine. So the people, that, you know, I'm sure you guys heard of the chants going around in the stadiums of fuck you, Biden. Thousands and thousands of people in bars, in restaurants, in stadiums, they're just breaking in that chant. So himself, Biden says, oh, I cannot believe. It's so disgraceful. People just say these words and just curse at somebody. Oh, you deserve it. This is called freedom of speech, you slimy bastard. Freedom of speech. And we get to criticize and we get to question whether you like it or not. So these teachers, I don't know what's happening with the unions in New York, but all I'm seeing is that the unions are just not doing anything good. They're going with the agenda against their own union members. I don't understand what's happening. But anyway, so I hope they have good lawyers. And guess what? I'm predicting right now mass exodus from New York. And guess where they're all going to be going? Just make a guess. Sunshine State, Florida, here we come. Millions are going to be leaving New York, heading straight to Florida. Including me, by the way, I have to confess. Florida is looking really nice to me right now. I love Governor DeSantis. I love his stance on everything. And maybe it's going to be exodus from every Democrat state into a red state. But here's the thing. I think there should be a new law mandating if you are a Democrat, you move to the United States, you are to change your affiliation and to never, to swear an oath, to never vote Democrat again. Because you put these bastards in power, if, hypothetically, you come to a red state, you try to put it back and turn it blue, you should be kicked out. You should not be welcome. Because you were the cause, the reason why you destroyed your own state, and now you're going to come and cause havoc in the other state. No, thank you. That's what Californians are doing to Texas. They're turning it blue. That's what they're doing to Arizona. Leave your politics at the state you ran away from. Don't bring it to the new state. Sotomayor's ruling followed a similar move from her colleague on the court, Justice Amy Comey Barrett. The conservative! Of course she is, isn't she? Oh, the Catholics love Justice Amy Comey Barrett. They thought they put one on their side. Surprise, surprise. I guess she's a Jesuit, too. Unbelievable. Who denied an emergency appeal from students at Indiana University in August and allowed the school to move forward with mandatory vaccines. What the heck are we going to do? If this is your own conservative Supreme Court judge who's all righteous, remember, Feinstein said to her, and I quote, the dogma is strong with you, right? She thinks that she's all Christian, she's anti-abortion, she's all God, I only believe in God, God is the healer, God is the supporter, God is the whatever. No, that's just the logo, the shining light on the front of the shop. But when you go inside, it's a shit show inside. The Christians got fooled by Justice Barrett. She obviously does not have any conservative views in her at all. First, the most important one, which is the freedom of choice, freedom of what goes in my body, which is supposed to be the host for the Holy Spirit. We're supposed to honor our body. We're supposed to preserve it. This is where the Holy Spirit resides, right? No. Inject them with chemicals, with a concoction of chemicals and God knows what. Aborted fetal tissues, monkey genes. Yeah, that's all Christian. Right from the Bible, from the Revelation 13. That's where it's coming from. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday gave public education employees a Friday deadline to get partially vaccinated without legal victory that said such a mandate could move forward. It's unbelievable what's happening. New York is now, it seems like, Australia. They're heading quickly that route. I don't hear anything else from other states. California, LA County is obviously doing this year. They have not tightened the screws yet all the way. I've been asking people around. The police officers that I spoke to when Biden came to Long Beach, they said that they're being tested once a week, but no mandates have been put into law yet. But when I asked them about what is, like, in general, the consensus between them, are you guys, like, if they mandate it, are you willing to take it? And everybody just shook their head, no. Which I was happy to see. I was happy to see that. And I saw them happy that I actually approached them and asked them. They actually enjoyed the conversation. And one police officer said, that's what I told them. I said, are you guys going to bow down to the altar of Big Pharma? And one officer said, I only bow down to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I was like, amen, hallelujah, brother. And I told them, we will have your back. If they try to force you, just understand that we the people have your back. And this is important for them to understand, because if the state is going to use them as their hammer to go down on the people, because that's what the tyrants do, they use the police force. But if the police force uses their moral and obey the oath to the Constitution, there will not be a problem between the people and the police force. But if you're going to act like the police are acting in Australia, you better believe you're going to be my enemy. So think really hard about where you're going to be standing once the shit hits the fan, because it's coming. I promise you it's coming. They know we are armed, which is might take longer, which is why they want to destroy America financially and economically fast, really fast, because they know the people, once we're struggling, the more they make you struggle, the more you give up more. Okay, I got to sell my property now. Oh, I got to sell my house. I got to sell my car. I'm going to sell my stock. So I can't. They leave you broke. Then they'll come up with a false flag and take everybody's guns away. You're already beat down financially and mentally and physically and whatever you want. And then that's going to do it. It's coming. Unless we put a stop to it. And I don't think there's time to wait. People need to pull their kids out of public schools, period. That board of teachers that is asking the president to deploy the Patriot Act on the parents of the students that go to their school, these people, traitors is a good word to describe them. I don't think it's even traitors. I don't even know what word would I describe these bastards. People like that are running your kids in school. God knows what's happening behind these closed doors. I would not trust my turtle to be left alone in a school like that. Hell no. Parents, you better stand up. This is the blood is on your hands. If you leave your kids in public schools that are acting this way towards you, the parents, they want to provoke the Patriot Act against you. What world are we living in? How did it come in their head? Hey, this parent said to me, I should not run for elections again. Oh, I should resign. That's a terrorist threat from like the most severe. You're worse than Bin Laden now in the government's eyes. They're gonna throw you in Guantanamo Bay, never hear from you again. And do you think Biden's administration won't do it? Oh, they would love to jump on the opportunity to silence any conservatives, any Republicans, any Trump supporters. Oh, that's like the cherry on top of the cake. They will jump on that for sure. So these Supreme Court judges, now what are you going to do? So now, if you are on a position of something the government is mandating, you go to the courts, you climb up the courts, you reach the 9,000th circuit, whatever, and then you reach the Supreme Court, and then they tell you, go fuck yourself. What are you going to do? How are you going to recover your rights and your God-given freedom? I'm not going to say constitutional freedom, because your freedom comes from God. It doesn't come from no man. The government is there to ensure that your rights are not trampled on. Instead, what do? They're trampling all over the place. They're using you as a rug, a doormat. They're trampling all over your rights. They could care less about you, your kids, your health, your business, nothing. They could care less. So who do you go for now? Who do you take your grievances to? If the Supreme Court is turning their back on you, what are you going to do? Is there another level, secret level that I don't know about? What do you do? Governor DeSantis is not going to be the governor of Florida forever. What are you going to do? Think long term. We're facing not only just economical crisis, hoax like the world has never seen before, pulled on people, costing them their lives, their livelihoods, traumatizing the children for years to come. And now you have to face judges and courts that are turning their backs on you. They don't want to even hear your case. They don't even give you an explanation why they rejected you. That's covered up. What are you going to do? What are you going to run to? This is global. I would love to hear your input. Call us at 319-527-6208. 319-527-6208. Let's see. See, I'm going to read you this headline. And I, just you can know, this is how you spot fake news. Okay? This is from Yahoo. Parents speak out against the lack of mask mandates in schools. It's like a slap in the face. That's how you spot fake news and propaganda. Because from all the stuff that we saw, from all the parents standing up against school boards across the, against mandates, against critical race theory, we know 99.9% of the people is against this bullshit. So when you have a headline like this, fake news, make propaganda. Propaganda, that's how you spot trash. So Adriana Belmonte and Reggie Wade, you are trash. Propaganda mouth for the freaking tyrant. And I hope one day you will pay the price for spreading fake news like this. You have no shame whatsoever. You call yourself journalists. Google faces a lawsuit over DeepMind's access to 1.6 million UK patients' records. You guys remember what I told you? What is in it for Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter? Why are they behind this vaccine? And remember I told you the pharmaceutical companies are rich and powerful, yes. But Google is way more. Nobody, no company on earth is as powerful as Google. Not just financially, digitally. And they have all the satellites. They have all the surveillance. Their military uses Google, right? They have everything. They have all your information. They know everything about you. They know more things about you than you know yourself because they use the quantum computers. They can actually predict what you're going to be doing before you even think about doing it. That's how big Google is. So, and I was thinking, what's the stake in this vaccine thing? What do they have to do with it? Why are they considering any opposition to the vaccine? What do they care? Let people have debate. Let the doctors debate the measures, let them debate the medicines, the treatments. Why nobody's allowed to speak in opposition to the agenda? What's in it for them? You know what's in it for them? Yes. The vaccine itself is not a vaccine. It is going to be tracking you. It has graphene oxide in it. That's why people are becoming magnetic. That's not a hoax. I have an employee that took the Pfizer. He took one shot, and I tried it on his arm. And let me tell you, people, he freaked out. He said, what's wrong with me? Why is it doing this? And I told him, we're trying to figure it out. I don't know why it's happening, but it seems like it's happened to everybody that's taken it. And here's the thing. Coins are not magnetic. Coins are not made out of, like, metal. They're made out of, I think, so if you grab a magnet to a coin, it does not stick yet. You have coins sticking to the side. So it's like generating a force field or a magnetic field where things are just sticking to the arm. People are sticking hammers to their arm. Hammer is a heavy thing, not just a coin or a small magnet. So whatever it is generating a lot of force fields or magnetic fields. Here's the thing. So I know there's some videos trending on TikTok of people grabbing black light and shining the black light on the injection site and it's glowing in the dark. What do you think of that? So it's glowing in the dark. Don't be a guinea pig. Why is that hard for people to understand? Say no. No, thank you. Yeah, I want to take it, but you know what? My husband doesn't want to take it. He doesn't have to. But you know what the scary thing is? That people that actually took the vaccine, there is an itch in them. It's like they itch. Like, yeah, you better take it. You gotta take it. You should take it. It's like there's something in them that automatically is activated in their brain where they have to tell you to take the vaccine. You should take it. Or they want to shame you. They want to tell you, just hey, you gotta take it. Why are you not taking it? Don't you want to? Don't you love your family and your friends? Don't you know? They repeat this mantra in their head that zombies, and they want you to take it as well. Because my husband, his employee, was every morning, good morning, good morning. Did you take the vaccine? And my husband tells me every morning. I say no. He leaves. I'm not taking it. I'm never going to take it. But people are going to take it. What is in it? What is happening to the world? Why do these people feel the need to have to push something on somebody else? We did not do that with measles. I don't do that with flu vaccine. I don't do it to you. We didn't do it to swine flu. During what? Whatever. You name it. Whatever alleged pandemic we get. Nobody ever thought of forcing my neighbor or my employee, oh, you gotta take that, I'm gonna fire you. What? You forced to consume a product from a corrupt manufacturing company? Are you gonna lose your life? And people are okay with it. The Supreme Court judge is okay with it. What do you want better than that? That's your constitution. This is America, the land of the free, home of the brave. They want you to sing it every day and believe it. Go. Kill so many people around the world. But when you come home, we're trampling on all of your rights. Go spread freedom and democracy all over the world, right? That's what the military-industrial complex wants you to believe. You come home, your own Supreme Court judge will shut the door on your face. Not even willing to answer you why I said no. Holy shit. It's getting weirder every day. This clown show is becoming a clown horror show. We are in Halloween. Did you guys know that the White House was lit with red light today? Looks like blood red all over the White House. The White House looks like the Red House today. Creepy. Creepy, creepy. Whoever is running Biden, not only they're doing a terrible job, horrific job, I don't know what they're doing. I think they are not actually, they're scrambling to like pick up the pieces of whenever they put Biden in front of a screen or in front of a camera. But then I think whatever they're doing, however they're setting this country out, trying to hide their tracks, right? But they're not doing a good job of it. Because Millie is being called out right now. So is the Secretary of State. I mean, those traitors, I mean, seriously, these guys, but how? How did they get to become generals? People like, what? And then we go after General Flynn, the patriotic, the man that has actually morals and has a patriotic soul in him. They go after him, and then they put somebody like General Milley. And you wonder why we have a botched exit from Afghanistan? He doesn't give two shits about this country. He doesn't even like America. He wants to know why. There's white rage. Why January 6th would happen? Really? Why did this exit happen in Afghanistan like that? Why don't you answer to that first? Do your own job first before you point the finger at other people. But no, you can't question the tyrants. Not in this day and age, I guess. So what is Google doing? Sorry, I went around this big blue. So they're stealing all of people's UK patients' records. So they want access to them. You know why? Because they want to know who's vaccinated and who's not. You know why? Because that's what your life is going to be all about. That's why there's this big push for the vaccine. That's why there's so much censorship. Because the vaccine is going to make two-tier citizens, right? People. Peasants. That's the right term. And so you're either a legal peasant or an illegal peasant, an alien peasant. So they're going to remove the alien word from California laws, from the illegal aliens, and they're going to put it to you, the unvaccinated. You're going to be the unvaccinated alien. You're the alien now. That's what's going to happen. So Google and DeepMind faced legal action over access to millions of UK patients' records in 2015. This is coming, not even new. This is 2015. DeepMind gained access to 1.6 million patients' data in a deal with the Royal Free, deemed to have broken UK law. The UK law firm, Fay, says it is planning legal action on behalf of Royal Free patients and others. Google and its AI-focused subsidiary, DeepMind, face the prospect of a courtroom battle over access to British medical patients' records. Isn't that interesting? AI focus. They do have the quantum computer, the D-Wave quantum computer. Remember, I told you guys about it a couple of weeks ago, how the inventor says if you're standing next to that computer and you get the, what did he say? If you get, like, the honor to stand next to one of my computers and you put your ear to it, you will hear a heartbeat. These people are insane. I'm telling you, psychopaths are running the world. It's a big problem. And we don't have any mental health facilities, looks like. That's what we need more of, for these to treat these psychopaths. Put them in straight jackets. I would love to see Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer just running in straight jackets in the yard. That would be a good day. So in 2017, the UK data regulator ruled the Royal Free NHS Trust had breached the UK law with the deal and said patients hadn't been properly informed. The ruling didn't directly criticize Google or DeepMind. Oh, thank you. How dare you criticize? How dare you? The controversy preempted Google taking control of DeepMind's applied health operations and the eventual winding down of its clinical app Stream, which ran on National Health Service patient data. On Thursday, London law firm Michon Jireya announced plans to bring a representative action against Google in an attempt to address the very real public concerns about the large-scale access to and use of private health data by technology companies. So there's more to this. I wish this article was written better. Seriously, like journalistic. There's no more journalism. Where's the investigation? Like, give me the juicy part of the story that isn't just a bunch of headlines. What a disgrace. Again, I'm going to make a segment every week now called Spot the Fake News. Here you go, ready? California parents, cheer and jeer. Vaccine mandate for kids. Yeah, please inject my son with this poison. Fill him up with DNA and RNA from aborted fetuses and monkey genes. Go ahead. That's how much parents in California are cheering. Fake news. This is from the Associated Press. Shame award goes to Terrence Chee and Amy Paxton. You both should be ashamed of yourselves. Ashamed. I'm going to make a wall of shame for you. Elon Musk starts beef with Biden, says president is controlled by unions. Is he controlled by unions? I don't know if I would agree with that. I think he's controlled by the deep state, by the global. Yeah, Satan, that's true. Obama, I bet you Obama didn't agree. Goddamn Obama won't go away. He's like an STD that keeps coming back. All right. Here's what's required under California school vaccine rules. And California governor on Friday imposed the nation's first coronavirus vaccination mandate for school children. but the mandate won't take effect immediately and won't apply to all students. Oh, thank you, Emperor Newsom. You are so generous. Too generous. We don't deserve your generosity. Seriously, you are so good to us. All elementary through high school students in public and private schools must eventually get the shots if they want in-person instruction. But first, the vaccines must get final approval by the federal government. I thought they were approved. What? What? Come on now. So far, the approval only comes for those 16 and up. The federal government has given emergency authorization for those 12 to 15. So every single country is violating basic human rights under the Emergency Act. Every single country. The goddamn emergency is done already. How long is this emergency going to be staying for? Why is there an Emergency Act active still in every country, in every state? Where is the emergency? The hospitals are empty. They're not just empty of patients. Now they're empty of staff, too. Where is the goddamn emergency? It's a made-up emergency. It's all, it's a hoax. This is just playing into the whole hoax they are perpetrating on this whole world. There is no emergency. Why is there an emergency? Where are the attorneys that are supposed to say, hey, there's no emergency. You need to stop it. You need to stop this emergency act. They're pulling all this shit on people in every country under the Emergency Act. You lose all your rights, you lose all your freedom, you get to nothing. Nothing is going to be, you're not going to be able, you can't even protest under this act. It's an Emergency Act, you cannot, you lose, that's why they get to deploy the National Guard, put martial law in place, build concentration camps, start burning people. There you go. It's all going to be done under this Emergency Act. And giving approval to untested goddamn vaccine that they're going to be enforcing people to take. So where are the attorneys, the constitutional attorneys, that are allowing this to continue? How are you not putting a stop to it? Because these governors are being tyrants under the power, under the umbrella of the Emergency Act. Attorneys, I know you love making money, but goddamn, do something. Open a class action lawsuit. Ask people for donations. People will donate. Remove the Emergency Act ASAP. And then it should be challenged in the Supreme Court to never be activated ever again, because this is bullshit. Everybody knows there is no country or group of people or whatever that dares point the finger at the United States of America. We already know that. Not even North Korea, not even China. How about that? Nobody, everybody is aware of the capabilities of the U.S. Army. You try to attack America, guess what? You're going to be smoked by drones before you even reach our shores. That's how powerful the American military is. So I don't want to hear any bullshit about, oh, there's going to be a state of emergency, but we need to be, no, you don't need it. A country like the United States does not need an emergency law. Not for pandemics, not for nothing. Because that's what they're going to use. This is every time there's a new law signed, it's just another chip away of your right to freedom. Just like the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was introduced to you by the operation 9/11. It was prepared before 9/11 came. And then, oh, here you go, because America, and I know I wasn't here before 9/11, I was here a year after 9/11, but the people, Americans, tell me America was something else before 9/11 and became something else after 9/11. Because people, they tell me, they used to walk their loved ones all the way to the gate in an airplane, like literally, like they're just stepping into the airplane. There was no checkpoints like that. There was no extras. This all came after. So this is another chip away of your constitutional rights and God-given rights. Every single law they find, every day they want to find laws. that take away little by little your freedom. Little by little. Oh, you can't buy this gun. Oh, you can't buy this much ammo. Oh, you can't drive this speed. Oh, you can't go this. You can't buy that. You can't go here. You can't travel there. There. They leave you in this little circle, like the circle at Biden's rally. Stay in that circle. Don't you dare move. And if you exhale, we're going to carbon tax your ass. Right? It's unbelievable. But I know there's a big push so that fake news about California parents cheering for vaccine mandates and face masks, that's how you know it's bullshit. Because I'm a parent. I see parents every day when I pick up my kids. No teachers don't want it. No students want it. Nobody wants it, whether on the left or the right. Yeah, there's people that taken it and happy. That those are people that took it in the beginning because they were so fear-mongered that they jumped at that, but they were first in line. There's a lot of people that were first in line for the vaccine. That's how terrified they were because they listened to the media, of course. But now that the time passed, especially the nurses and doctors, understand these people work with supposed allegations. COVID patients for a year and a half. 90% of them never even got COVID. So why are they being forced to lose? So they went from hero, and everybody clapped for the nurses from the balconies. Woo-hoo! Every day you get better cheer for the nurses. To now, you're fucking fired. You're not even important anymore. We don't even care. Not for you or the patients you care for in the hospital. You're not going to take the job? Goodbye. From hero to zero. You think that is not something that the people are thinking about? How you mistreated them, how they went from everybody bow down to the altar of the first responders to now, pack your bag and go. These people are so unhappy, and I know we just added more troops to the to our force against the fanatical government. We have a whole new line of soldiers that you guys betrayed like they never thought they would ever be betrayed. You stabbed them right in the back. And they are very unhappy. Good job, New York and California. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Pfizer loses legal battle with big implications for drug pricing. What? Pfizer? They saved the world. What are you talking about? They were overcharged on their medication, especially the life-saving, like insulin and cancer medication. They give it for free. What are you talking about? These are people that saved the world. They don't kill millions or get billions of people addicted on their drugs. No, no, no. That's just fake news, right? But how? 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 I don't understand how. The politicians, I understand, they're corrupt, they're getting paid to spew the poison every day at people. But you are the people, like, really? You don't have the discernment to, like, really think, like, hey, these companies, they don't give two shits about people's health. All they want is money and profit. They don't care less. They don't care less if the ballot is safe for you or not. Guess what? They're not vaccinating their own people in their company. They actually told their employees when they were doing the initial trial, if you feel anything or if you get a cut or if you touch someone or somebody sneezes in your face while we're doing the trial with the guinea pigs, you know, you come shoot them, you let us know. This is how they treat, these people don't give a shit. And so the federal court has rejected Pfizer's claim against the government in case with a major implications for drug pricing. The pharmaceutical giant lawsuit against the U.S. government. So Pfizer is suing our government. Understand, Pfizer is going against I hope you get Sotomayor as your supreme judge in your case. And Human Services filed last year sought a legal green light for proposed programs that would help cover copays for Medicare patients prescribed the cardiovascular drug Tafamidis, whatever, which Pfizer priced at $225,000 a year. In an opinion issued Thursday, Judge Mary Kay of the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of New York denied Pfizer's request for a ruling that the proposed programs would not violate anti-kickback laws. Federal anti-kickback laws generally prevent pharmaceutical companies from offering anything of value to induce Medicare patients to take their drugs. Pfizer's lawsuit was challenged with a challenge of federal policies that prohibits drug makers from giving Medicare beneficiaries direct copay assistance and limit their ability to provide assistance through independent charities. A ruling in Pfizer's favor would have pushed up drug prices and Medicare spending. Experts say copays in Medicare's Part B prescription drug benefits are one of the very few restraints on drug pricing in the United States, and the decision leaves the restraint in place, said Greg Shapiro, a partner at whistleblower law firm Newman and Shapiro and former assistant of U.S. attorney in Boston. Broadly speaking, the ruling is bad news for drug companies' revenues, but good news for overall drug spending, said G. Bai, a professor of accounting and health policy at Johns Hopkins University, who has studied patient assistance programs. Pfizer said in a statement that it was disappointed in the ruling and believed that providing copay assistance to Medicare patients prescribed therapies represents an equitable way, this word equity, I swear to God, to lower out-of-pocket costs for this breakthrough treatment. It is breakthrough. It is, Pfizer, you pieces of shit, you slimy, greedy bastard. Pfizer's worldwide revenues from Temafiz, which is sells as Vendikil and Vendimax, totaled $953 million in the first 6 months of this year. $953 million in the first 6 months of this year. Up to 82% operationally from the same period of a year earlier. The ruling comes as Congress is considering giving the federal government the authority to negotiate drug prices in Medicare, capping out-pocket costs in Part D and other drug pricing reforms. The Pfizer case underscores the importance of striking the right balance among policy options. Experts say, in the absence of other meaningful reforms, capping out-of-pocket costs could send drug prices soaring. Like they're not soaring right now. I only take one medication, is when I get migraines. And it's called Cambia. And first, I was introduced to it by the doctor who had samples in his office. So he gave me a packet. So the box comes with four packets. Each packet is a dose. It literally helps migraine, the worst migraine you could ever think of. This is like, I call it a medical drug, honestly, because it's like I was lying. I could be in bed for days from migraines. Nothing else helps. This medication, 20 minutes, I'm off shopping. Nothing, like I was lying. This drug is not covered under any health plan. You have to pay cash out. There's generic of it that does not work as the brand. It is $550 for four doses, four packs, so that's like four pills. And I have cousins that are doctors that always get samples and they keep them for me and they just send them to me because it's ridiculous. I get migraines at least once a month. I used to get them more often, now it's less, but still, I still need them. So I called different charities. Actually, somebody told me, call charities, they donate that because they use the same medication for heart problems, whatever. I called over like five or six charities around the country, and I said, I need this medication, I cannot afford it. And guess what? No, you don't qualify. Nothing. I called the manufacturer and said, do you have any coupons you can give me? So I was like, the drug is pretty expensive. No, we don't have any coupons, not for this one. How much do you think it costs them to do this drug, to manufacture it? How much money are they making? It's ridiculous. I do not deny how good, like, healthcare is in terms of, like, surgeries. The doctors sometimes pull miracles. They save lives and miraculously somebody that got hurt really bad in an accident. They do for athletes for how they fix their shoulders, their knees, their whatever. They do miracles. That's something great, something to be applauded for. But on the other hand, you have these doctors that are just like drug dealers. and these pharmaceuticals, and they work as sales reps for the drug companies. It's like you go to the doctor, they don't even know what's happening, what's wrong with you. They don't even investigate. What are your symptoms? Okay, so all these symptoms, okay. So for these symptoms, you take this drug. Here you go. Go. Get it to this drug. Here you go. Come back next month, I can give you another dose. Drug dealers for the drug companies. That's what they are now, most of them. There's some good doctors out there that still care about the patient and what happened to you, with how you're eating, are you exercising. They care to know about what drove up these symptoms. Majority, they don't really have the time for you. That's why most doctors now, they just don't care. They really don't care. That's why so many people are being killed in the hospitals right now. That's because they got COVID. It's because the way they are mistreating them in the hospital. They're intubating everybody. Whether you want to be intubated or not, but once you put, they just shove that tube down your throat, you ain't going to be okay after that. Because that's like a last resort. When somebody they are intubated, that's last resort. And that's, they keep saying, Cuomo, ventilators, 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 right? Let's raise up the numbers. Let's kill more people. Instead of hydrochloroquine, there's no treatment for COVID. Only the vaccine is your only chance of surviving this pandemic. Again, number to call, 319-527-6208. Short break, we'll be right back. This is the Right View Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Barefaces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers.
Join me, Dahl Arnson, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network. Tune in to the Alaska Patriot Network, Friday, 2 p.m. Alaska Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Tune in to the Alaskan Patriot Network every Friday, 2 p.m. Alaska time, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
No, he's just...
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Can your audience see your screen? Because I've listened in on the last one, but there's no screen, it's just the audio.
Yeah, just the audio, yeah. This is just the video.
Okay.
And we are back. This is the Right View Radio Show. So today, my dear listeners, I have to cut it short an hour. So we have about 20 minutes left. If you want to call in, 319-527-6208. So in this last segment, remember last week we read a little bit of the book of Enoch and how Jesus said the second coming is going to be like the days of Noah, and I left it there. So this week I want to continue on the thought that I'm having. So what happened during the days of Noah that God, Jesus, is comparing? The second coming is going to be, things on earth is going to be happening like what was happening during the days of Noah. I understand that they said, they just cared about partying and getting married and whatever, and they didn't care. People were evil. People were selfish. But something else was happening. which is the main reason for the flood. What brought in the flood wasn't people being sinful. People always been sinful since Adam and Eve. It's not new. It's not surprising to God. It's not like it's to the point where he's like, oh, that's it. There is no limit to God's love and patience to humanity. So that was it, what drove the flood. God's love for humanity, the sinful humanity, is that he sent his own beloved son, right? Because he wants them to be saved. So what really drove him to annihilate every single living being on earth? That's pretty drastic. So it says, and I don't have the Bible with me because I have the book, I have only the New Testament. But so I know, let me actually look it up pretty quick because I want to quote correctly. So let's do this. I have the paper with me, but like I said, I had a crazy day today. I forgot my headset. I forgot my Bible notes. So let's put here Noah. Okay. I do not want Wikipedia, nor do I want Mormon Bible. I just want regular Bible. You cannot even Google Bible anymore. It won't even come up in the search. Thanks, Google. It is just Google, I mean. So evil. So evil. Let's see, this is the KJV version. It's uploading. Because it's PDF form, because you gotta open it in a different page, because Google won't even let you look on a straight link. Never. So let's see. Noah. So it's Enoch. Like I said, it's not approved Bible. It's not approved book to be included, okay? That's according to them. To me, when I read the book of Enoch, it explained so much from the mystery in the Old Testament. So Enoch is mentioned in the Old Testament, yet his Bible is not included. So Noah. There are the generations of Noah. So Noah was just a man and perfect in his generation. See, what does that even mean? Pay attention closely. He was perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. So did Enoch, by the way. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God. What did that even mean? What was corrupt? People? God knows people are already corrupt. What was really happening? And the earth was filled with violence, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. I'm going to read it again. All flesh was corrupted. What is he talking about? What is corrupt? It's not the people. It's not their behavior. The flesh was corrupted. This is key to my point. Prepare to get your mind blown, dear listeners. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. The corrupt flesh, them. Not your people, not their tribe, not that. No. Them. Who's them? And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch within and without with the fish. Let's skip all of this. And then, so, everything from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou shalt, and thy sons and thy wives, and they will all be saved. So you, the uncorrupted, the perfect in your generation, is the only one you're going to be saved. The uncorrupted. Everybody else is corrupted. What's going on? See, during those days, it says the sons of God took wives of the women, the daughters of men. The sons of God took wives of the daughters of men. This is the Old Testament. This is not the book of Enoch. The sons of God are the angels. The daughters of men are human women. How did the sons of God, the angels, marry human women? Well, these are fallen angels, and this is what I'm telling you about the book of Enoch, because it goes into detail about what is really that phrase, the sons of God married the daughters of men. It's explaining it in layman terms. The fallen angels lusted after the human women. When Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden, he put them as guards to guard the gates of heaven, because so Adam does not come back and eat from the tree of life and become immortal. And so now you have the guards, the angels guarding the gates of heaven, and sitting there watching humans. Well, they're supposed to be watchers, right? They're called the watchers. They're supposed to watch humans. And any grievance that humans have, the angels will hear and they will tell God, okay, these people are going through this. They are praying for your help and mercy, right? So these lusted, and in the book of Enoch, it says they lusted after the hair of the women. They loved the women's hair, and that's why they decided to fall. They made a agreement with, like, I think, 200, 300 angels decided, okay, we're going to go and we're going to take wives. The offspring of the fallen angels and the human women is called the Nephilim. And I'm sure you read it in the Bible. The Nephilim. The Nephilim, which is the giant. This is the creatures. They're like monsters. In the book of Enoch, it explains that these beings were so big and powerful, they also ate everything. Everything? Everything. They ate all of the crops, all of the cattle. Then they started eating and, mind you that, mating with the animals, other animals. Like they would eat the animals or they would like whatever. They're just creatures. They're monstrous. And when God, when the angels felt shame after what they have done, and Enoch, the angels, the watch, the fallen angels, asked Enoch to go and petition forgiveness from them. They plead to God forgive them for what they've done. So God rejected their petition, and he told Enoch, they're supposed to be bringing people's petitions to me, not the other way around. They bring a human to petition for them. They created as heavenly beings. They did not need to be married, because the humans need to marry because they and you know, mate in order to keep their the line going. But these are immortal beings. They don't need to marry and have offspring. They were not meant to be doing that. So what happened? They corrupted. So even it says after the flood, yes, there was more giants. So the giants never really, so they were killed in the flood. There's actual evidence of the flood happening on Earth, by the way, if you follow National Geographic every now and then. So now you have them back. They came back. Why? The fallen angels never went away. And the wives of Noah's sons, you don't know, they might have their genes corrupted as well. So thus there was giants after the flood as well. So you have corruption. So God drew the line, not at sin, at the corrupted flesh. This is where I draw the line. And he decided to annihilate all of earth. What is happening today? Jesus said, like the days of Noah, the second coming is going to be like that. The day. So that's what was happening during the days of Noah. The human DNA, the way we were created, has been corrupted. And these COVID jabs are meant to corrupt your DNA. And you still deny that we're not living the end days, we're living prophecy. It is scary. But this is what they're doing. They're corrupting your human DNA. And God drew the line at that the first time, and he's going to do it again. You can kill and be violent all you want. He's still going to forgive you if you ask for forgiveness. But this is where the line is drawn. You mess with God's creation the way he intended it to be because you want to be a creator, because you're trying to fill God's shoes. You want to be like him. This is Luciferian. This is satanic to the core. When you are trying, because that's what Lucifer wanted. He just wants to be like God, right? He wants to be in his position. And so what does he want to do? He cannot create, but he can corrupt to make his own monstrous, like, being, because that's what's going to come out of it. Nothing good is going to come out of mixing horse with a rabbit or a bunny or a turtle with a snake, right? So this is where it's really scary, because you have to understand, whether you're a believer or not, something is spiritual happening. Something very God is roaming the earth, and you are the target. You as a human being, not your health, not your wealth, as much as your soul. It's a fight for the soul. They want to take your soul. They want to corrupt you. And let me tell you, God will forgive all sins. You take that mark, there ain't going to be no forgiveness for you. Because most people would want to take the mark. They want it. And whether they're fooled or not, I cannot speak of the details, but I know that people would want to take the mark. That's what's scary. And once they take it, that's it. You belong to the beast. And I was reading the Revelation 13 yesterday, and I was writing notes, and I was thinking about the beast that's coming out of the first beast that was wounded, but yet the wound healed, right? And so the second beast comes out, and he forces the people to worship the first beast that was wounded and his wound healed. So they force him to that, and he makes an image out of that beast, and he makes the image to speak, right? And people would be like, whoa, right? Like, oh, the image is now speaking. So everybody's worshiping the image of the beast. And then he makes them to take the mark on the right hand or their forehead, and that mark is the number of his name, which is 666, right? So I was thinking, because I know there's a lot of Christian prophecy that says, oh, America is the new Babylon, America is the, here's the thing. So if we were wounded at 9/11 and were healed after 9/11, and now you have the beast is bringing this, so the second beast is making you, so the vaccine came out of America. We're the first manufacturers that produced and introduced the COVID jab. I might be, you know, going on a stretch here, but I just, for the life of me, I know a lot of people are saying this is not the mark, this is just a preparing people mentally into accepting something into their body. Because these leaders, believe it or not, whether you think they are atheists or not, they know the Bible is true. They know what they're doing. They know who they are pledging allegiance to. Don't think that they don't know. That's why they go to the, wear cloaks in the, where is that area called in California, where Alex Jones first exposed them. And they worship this like a big owl. I forgot the name of this area. And the Pope brought Moloch. Moloch is eats kids in the Bible. The monster that people used to sacrifice their own offspring to him. He brought it and put it in the Vatican. You think the Pope doesn't know? The Pope is literally ushering in the revelation by himself. This Pope, the current Pope. He's literally like asking for it. Hey, I want it. It's going to be, the honor is going to be on my name under my watch. That's how corrupt that Pope is. And he's demanding every visitor to the Vatican to show a green pass. Show me the mark. from your mark and you can enter the gate of hell. So think about it. I know a lot of people don't take this as I am interpreting it to be corrupt flesh, but there is something to it. Because it is written that the sons of God marry from the daughters of men, and there's a giant. What are these giants? Why? This, where did they come from? Why are they different than anybody else? Of course they are different. They're not even human beings. They're hybrid. They're called Nephilim. In the Hebrew Bible, it says they are called Nephilim. And that's why I would say go back and read the book of Enoch. It's not that big. It's really interesting. It will make you understand little details about where sin came from, how did men become as we are today. It even brings down to the point where there's secrets, right? That in the heavenly realm, the angels know about, the humans do not know about. Obviously, we have a veil over our eyes. We can't see, like, the other side of the veil, right? So these angels, not only they corrupted the flesh, they taught men how to make weapons, how to mine for gold and metals. They told them how to make armors. They taught the women the makeup. They taught them abortion. They taught them how to do spells. So they taught humans how to sin. See, our eyes were open. We knew that we were naked, but we didn't know much. Other than that, something bad. Oops, I'm naked now. What else did they know? Nothing. They were taught. So these angels, and it says in the book of Enoch, God's punishment for them, see, he says it, see, that this is why I say sometimes, I have so many Bibles from every single print, every translation you can think of, I have it. Because these little phrases, they either translate it differently or it is omitted sometimes to make it easier for us. Because sometimes it's not so vague, right? But so in the book that I read from last time, which is the Targum of Palestine, the original translation from the Aramaic, it says that God, when he judged the snake, told her, if humans follow my commands, they will smite thee and kill thee. And even though there's still no forgiveness for you, you will never be forgiven for what you did. But for humans, even though they did not follow my commands, and they still sin, but on the day when the Messiah comes, they will still have a chance to be forgiven. You, there's no forgiveness for you because you corrupted. You were the reason why you corrupted man. You taught them all the sins. You will not be forgiven no matter what. Humans, there's the head because they were taught by you. If they do commit the sin, they repent, there's still a chance for forgiveness, but not for you, the snake, Satan. There is no forgiveness for them, and they will be judged harshly. And I believe right now that the dark spirit is loose. It's running loose on the face of the earth because you see evil everywhere you go. And it seems like for the past, I would say, maybe 40 years, I felt it the past 40 years, things have turned upside down. What was good is now called evil. What was right now is called wrong. Like things like, what happened? When did we flip the table? Like what? Things are like shocking to us. And people are going through trauma, literally. Like it's traumatizing what's happening. The inversion of everything. Everything is inverted. And things like Taliban or Al-Qaeda, our government wants to treat them as if they are legit government. What happened to terrorism yesterday? We're going to annihilate them. Today, we're going to negotiate and strike deals with it. What? This shift in attitudes, like this, it causes trauma to people. They cannot, like, contain. That's why the chants of Mark Biden are breaking out everywhere. Because you just shocked the conscience. Like, what did you just do? 20 years we're fighting these bastards and now you're striking a deal with them and you're promising to keep your promise to them, we're going to be out by and sacrifice 12, 13 soldiers for you on top of that. So this shocks the conscience of people. no matter what your political affiliation is, you draw the line at, you just caused my son to die because you strike a deal with a freaking terrorist? Wow. So here's that shift. This is a turn. Stay vigilant. Keep extra oil in your lamp. Fix your spiritual heart. Fix your spiritual house. Pay attention to your family. Love your kids. Take care of them. Pull them out of public school. And save up some, buy some supplies like food, water, keep some extra, you know, canned food, medical supplies, because they're shutting down the supply. The ship, like in the ocean, in Huntington Beach, the docks, there's hundreds of ships been docked there for months. They're not moving, nothing. They're stalling their supply line, they're stalling manufacturing. You know, I bought mattresses for my kids a month and a half ago. I still haven't received them yet. And this is made in America. Certa mattress. And every time I call this person, did you forget about me? I bought mattresses like a month and a half ago. Oh, well, the first they were short of supplies. Now they're short on workers. Month and a half ago. And I'm talking about a mattress, a piece of cloth, a piece of sponge. You can just imagine the other supply chain. Be vigilant, because the NWO is not backing down. And we shouldn't either. Love you guys. I have to cut it right now short. I'm sorry. But we'll see you next Friday. The Right View Radio Show. This is your host, Jumana. God bless. And see you next week. Good night.